This program is brought to you by PersonalLifeMedia.com.
On today's show, what if letting go of your old triggers was easier and quicker than you think? Welcome to Inside Out Weight Loss. I'm your host, Renee Stevens, and together we're on a journey into your subconscious mind, through your weight struggle, and out the other side. What's our destination? Naturally slim and healthy living for every body, every shape, and every background. But take notice, this journey isn't about diet and exercise, and it has some serious positive side effects. It is about learning to love and care for you from the inside out, with a hidden bonus of waking up to and deeply enjoying the rest of your life. It's about what I call sharing your soul's gifts. Join me. As a former compulsive overeater, I've been where you've been, and I'm here to guide you to where you would rather be. As we drift down into this episode, you may have come here for a reason. There may be something that you want that you don't yet have. Perhaps you'd like to set an intention to achieve just that. Maybe to make any shift, any inner shift that's necessary that will open that desire and bring it to you. Maybe there's something that you want to get during the course of this episode. A release of fear, a release of a compulsion, a relaxation around food, an acceptance of yourself now. Whatever it might be, I invite you to intend it now, wish it, dream it, so that when you think about the problem or the issue that you have had, you automatically begin to realize all of the resources that you also have right now. For example, there are times in your life when you have felt relaxed deep inside. Perhaps there are times that come to you now when you have felt satisfied, deeply satisfied on the inside. Now, if you took those two simple resources, which are so familiar to you because you can remember them. Remember times when you felt that way, relaxed and satisfied. So you know what those feel like and what it feels like in your body to be satisfied and to be relaxed. Satisfied, of course, in that deep sort of way, that contented sort of way. Even if you remember a glimpse of it or a little bit, you can always imagine what more of it would feel like, how good it would feel like to have 10 times more what you originally felt. Maybe you'd like even more than that. Maybe you'd like 10 times 10 the amount of satisfaction and relaxation that you've felt in the past. Your imagination can deliver those to you in this instant. And as easy as it is to remember and to feel relaxed and satisfied, you can also remember what it has felt like in the past to be compelled to eat something, for example, that wasn't such a healthy choice. Maybe there are times, there are triggers where you feel compelled to eat something, and you can also imagine what it would be like knowing that wonderful, relaxed, and satisfied feeling, what it would be like to feel relaxed and satisfied instead of the compulsion. Now, if you think, oh, it's a little difficult for me to get that, I can't imagine in the middle of the afternoon, or at home after dinner, really feeling relaxed and satisfied in a really wonderful and fulfilling and nurturing and luxurious sort of way, at that time when in the past you felt these compulsions, you could simply relax and accept that feeling relaxed and satisfied is a very nice feeling to have any time of the day, not just those times, but any time, and especially those times. And if there were some kind of valve that you could open up within you, you would open it up and you would allow the compulsion to drain away the urge, the desire, any memories, any past stuff to just drain out, like you're just draining it out of the bottom, out, drips and drains down into the earth where it is composted and recycled in the most eco-friendly way. Just let all of it drip right out. Out it goes. It just drains away, leaving you open, just completely open. And then you, when it's all drained away, you can begin to fill it up. You could close that valve again and begin to fill it up with relaxation and satisfaction. You could even imagine the relaxation and satisfaction going in, flushing out the bad feeling, the compulsion, the history, the yucky stuff, the whatever it was. It just drains it right out. It flushes it right out. In fact, you could imagine, now you may want to have the valve open so that the continuous stream of good feelings comes in. Perhaps you're hooked up to a delightful source, like a river that flows. You could keep it that way for some time, just to really notice the abundance of relaxation and satisfaction available to you, just like a river that keeps on flowing. And the more that you realize that you are actually in a flow, you're actually part of a flow, the deeper that you relax and the more satisfied that you feel. So it's up to you if you would rather have the valve open or closed. You know what you like and what you enjoy the most. And so that, of course, is what I recommend for you any time that you want to spread the abundance of these two resource states, relaxation and satisfaction, to any particular situation in your present and in your future. Heck, you could spread some into the past too. Why not? The past is only existent in our minds anyway. Kind of like the future, which means that by spreading it into the past, we can benefit our future. That's what the redo is all about. For those of you who've been listening for a while and know what the redo is, it's a mental movie where you redo the past, therefore preparing yourself for success in the future and the present. Can't forget the present, of course, because, well, here we are in the present. So those are two examples of resource states. I love resource states. There are so many of them. Contentment, confidence, all sorts of good and wonderful things like that that we can spread anywhere we want just by taking a few moments like you've just done. Because aren't so many things like that before you even know that you've done anything, there it is already done. And I wanted to say and celebrate right here and now that this is, drumroll please, the 200th episode of Inside Out Weight Loss, the bicentennial. And what I keep thinking is, who knew I had so much to say? And on this auspicious occasion, I would like to take a moment to sincerely and deeply thank all of you for tuning in. Because that's why I do it. Because you listen. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And as I was preparing for this episode, thinking about 200 episodes since 2007, I was reflecting back to what it was like when I started my practice way the heck back in, I don't know, 2000, 2001, somewhere around there. I remember I was in a training, a neurolinguistic programming training, having just jumped off the corporate ladder into the wild world of self, I don't know what. It wasn't even employment at that point. It was burnt outness. Followed my heart, decided I was going to study something just for fun, unlike all the other studying I had done, which was studying because I thought that's what I should do. So I'm sitting in that class and we start doing all these exercises and we're practicing on each other. And every time we're practicing, I'm thinking, well, what's an issue I'd like to change? Gosh, I'd like to change my craziness and my weirdness around weight. So here's an example. Actually, there'll be an example right after the break because it's that time. You're listening to Inside Out Weight Loss on Personal Life Media. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and we'll be right back. I know many of you have listened to this podcast for years. I've been creating weekly episodes since 2007, available for free. It has truly been a labor of love and deep gratitude that so many find it so helpful and freeing. You know, my mission is to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, and I'm delighted that I'm making a contribution. Now, I have a favor to ask of you. My first book, Fulfilled, the 6-week weight loss plan for changing your relationship with food and your life from the inside out, is now available for pre-sales. It's the whole inside-out weight loss program in a step-by-step, easy-to-follow, easy-to-read, detailed program. My dream is for it to make the best-seller list because if it does, so many more people will become aware of it and will be making huge progress in my mission. It turns out that pre-sales are key to making the best-seller list. The goal, to sell 10,000 plus copies by the first week of January. To do this, I need your help. If you plan to buy the book, could you please buy it now? You'll be among the very first to get it. And if you like Inside Out Weight Loss, could you please start to talk about the book Fulfilled online, on blogs, Facebook, Twitter, Spark People, wherever you go? Say whatever comes from the heart, short or long, encouraging others to check it out. The more people you reach, the more people we reach, and the more my mission becomes a reality. And as a thank you, I've got some wonderful bonus gifts for anyone who pre-orders. Visit my website at insideoutweightloss.com for the details. With much love and gratitude, it's me, Renee. We're back now. Before the break, I was going to tell you a little story from my past, from that very first training. So I used to get up in the middle of the night to go for a pee. Well, in fact, I still do that. And I would get up and I would walk to the bathroom in the dark with no one around, with my hands covering my stomach because I was so embarrassed that it pooched out. I was shameful in the middle of the night in the dark when no one could see me. And by the way, I was actually slim at this point because I had lost the weight but kept the weirdness, which is particularly impressive, I think. So I'm working with another student and we're practicing this process. And I say, well, you know, I'd like to change this. And this other student said, well, what do you want instead? And I said, I think I'd like to feel relaxed in my body. I think I'd like to feel good about my body. Well, I don't think I would have said good. That would have been a big leap at that time. So we go through the process, and lo and behold, my behavior changes. I stop feeling shame in the middle of the night about my body, and I start relaxing about it and feeling pretty darn good in my body. I get up for a pee in the middle of the night, and I just walk there without my hands over my belly, just swinging to the side. So I'd had that behavior for a long time, and it blew my mind that it could change. And it changed without any little reminders or effort or anything. We just did the process, and boom, it changed then, immediately, permanently. In fact, it was generative change, because that confidence and relaxation started to spread to other areas. Now I helped it using all sorts of techniques. So pretty shortly after that, I had my epiphany. I thought, dang, this stuff works. I am going to use it to heal the rest of my weird food issues and body image issues. And I am going to help other people. And that's my life's work. That's it. I found it. 35 years of running around lost in the dark, and finally my eyes open and I know what I'm meant to do. So then I started helping other students who were pretty excited by all this and had their own issues, and then I started seeing clients. Now, I had this idea in the beginning that if I just said I'm doing weight loss, people would flock to my door. But it turns out I really didn't quite say I was doing weight loss. In fact, I didn't even know how to say what I was doing, because I wasn't doing nutrition and I wasn't doing exercise, and life coaching didn't exist in any kind of big way at that time. It was pretty unheard of, as was being an NLP person. So when someone asked me what I did at a party, I didn't know what to say. And I made a brochure and I put it up at the local coffee bar, and nobody called me. And so it went. Welcome to the world, the exciting world of self-employment and doing something no one's ever heard of that you invented because it worked for you. So eventually I figured out that in order to let people know what the heck I do and to be able to talk about it myself, it was a very good idea to give it away, to give samples, to do something so people could get a taste of it, so to speak. So I started doing these things called lighten up calls. They were conference calls using a free conference line, and I would advertise it to the people that I knew about, and they would show up and we'd spend some time on the phone, and I would talk about something or I'd interview somebody, and then they'd ask questions and I'd record it and let people download it later. I did that for a year, maybe more. And it was so successful that on my last call, there were 8 participants. I'm sure there were another 8 who downloaded it. By that time, I did have clients that I was helping and getting better and better and was really developing my program. I'd come a long way, learned a lot about weight loss, which for people who do all sorts of different approaches, therapists and nutritionists and hypnotherapists and NLP people and all different types of people, weight is considered really difficult and complex. But that's what I wanted to do. And after working with a lot of people in a lot of ways, I figured out a whole bunch of things and came up with my program, or shall I say it evolved. And one day I was interviewed by someone else who had a show on Personal Life Media. And I thought, hey, this podcasting thing is new. It'd be cool to have a show myself. So I called them up, and they had just listened to my interview, and I said, I'd like a show. And they said, well, you must have a show. And so Inside Out Weight Loss was born in the fall of 2007. And when I started it, I thought, you know what I'm going to do? I thought about it a lot. I thought, gosh, do I give everything away? How do I do this? Because the entrepreneur's fear in giving everything away is that then no one will buy anything and you'll have no business. And if I had no business, I would have to get a job. which I really did not want to do. But then I thought, well, you know what? Heck. This stuff is so different. I am going to give it away. I'll just give away the whole thing. I'll just talk about everything I know, the whole program. I'll walk them through the whole enchilada, so to speak, and see what happens. It was a leap of faith. You know what I'm talking about? The kind of leap of faith that we make for no good reason. I didn't even know about the law of attraction back then. And there you have it. Very quickly, it became the top show of Personal Life Media and the top show, the top weight loss podcast on iTunes. And there it has remained. Thanks to you guys. And there is a thriving Yahoo group where listeners can support and be supported, a beautiful place for community and to discover your common humanity, where you can be open and honest, moderated by generous and delightful listeners, just like you. There's my Facebook page, there's Twitter, there's a Spark People group, and other groups as well, private groups where people go through kind of like a book club, an episode a week. And speaking of books, now there is a book too. Well, almost now. It's now available for pre-sales through your favorite bookseller online or shop. And soon, in January 2012, there will be a companion class to go with the book. Low cost, featuring audio recordings of the guided meditations, live chat, introductions, discussion forums, and all sorts of goodies. So my mission, which is to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet that you may have heard before, well, you know what? That just might be happening. Because you know what else? I can't do it alone. I don't think I'm the only one who has that mission. Because it's going to take an army to do it. Or maybe better said, a community of people just like you. So how about taking this moment to send your support and love to all those other across space and time listening to this podcast, all those others who still struggle, who are on this journey. Send them your love and support and feel theirs coming back to you magnified many, many, many times over. That brings us to the end of our show today. Thank you for being present and for making 200 episodes possible. You can visit my website at insideoutweightloss.com, where you'll find information on the book and the companion class, and links to the Yahoo group and old episodes of this podcast. I recommend if you are new to this, you go back and start from the beginning. That's free too, by the way. This is your host, Renee Stevens, and you know my mission to eradicate the weight struggle from the planet, enabling you to develop and share, this is the good part, guys, your soul's gifts. Join me as we evolve the world by evolving ourselves. Take good care.
Find more great shows like this on personallifemedia.com.